Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
One thing the devil and demons can never be is holy. They are frequently called unclean, right? Unclean and defiled. And you know, whatever spirit or spirits people yield to, they take on that spirit's qualities and characteristics. You know, the man, madman of Gadara, he was possessed of an unclean spirit. He became like that. Went and lived in the graves, in the tombs, and cut himself. See, whatever spirits people yield to, they take on those qualities and characteristics. If you yield to a lying spirit, what do you become?
Liar.
Liar. Unclean, you become unclean. But the Holy Spirit, I said the Holy Spirit, you yield to Him, you take on His qualities. You take on His characteristics. He's pure. He's truth. He's holy. Holy. Everybody say holy.
Holy.
I mean, the Word is called the Holy Word, the Holy Scriptures. God's angels are called what? Holy. Holy angels. Jesus is called the Holy Child, the Holy One. God is the Holy God. Like we said before, the winged creatures in heaven, they could say something else, I guess. But what do they say continuously? Holy. 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 What does that mean? Pure. Clean. Undefiled. Right? Holy. Separate from sin and defilement. Well, this has a big bearing on how sensitive you and I are to the Holy Spirit. He leads in holiness. He leads in holy ways, holy paths. In 1 Peter 1, 1 Peter 1, verse 14, 1 Peter 1, 14. He said, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as He which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Now, conversation here means lifestyle. Your way of life, manner of life. Because, as it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Do we serve a holy God? Can we live a holy life? Now, when you say that, it's obvious the devil has worked hard to confuse people in this area. Because when you start talking about holiness, people's minds run off on all kind of tangents, and they reduce holiness to a dress code, to somebody's rules. I mean, people have all kind of ideas. But again, what is holiness? Purity. Cleanness. Separation from sin and defilement. I referred to Brother Hagin earlier. He said this, and I wrote it down years ago. I think it's a great way to say this. He said, holiness is not adherence to some man's do's and don'ts or rules and regulations. Holiness is Christ-likeness.
Amen.
Holiness is Christ-likeness.
Yeah.
Certainly that'd be true. He is the Holy One. He lived a holy life. So being holy is being like Him. Living a holy life is living like Him. And immediately, when you begin to talk about holiness, people's minds have been taught through tradition and wrong things that, well, that's unattainable. I mean, he's holy, but me, no. And I never will be in this life. And I can't. I can try, but I know I can't. These are lies of the devil. You've been made holy already. And you can live a holy life. Clean. Does that make a difference with you being led by the Spirit? Well, the Bible said without holiness, you won't see the Lord. You won't perceive. Go to the second chapter, please. It's not second chapter, but 2 Peter. 2 Peter and the first chapter. 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter 1, 21. He said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. How did prophecy come? But what? What kind of men? What kind of people? Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You want to be used in the things of God? You want God to speak through you, touch through you, minister through you, lead through you, deliver through you, heal through you? Holy men and women speak as they're moved by the Holy Spirit of God. See, this is why, one big reason why, the enemy is constantly trying to tempt you and I, lure us into some kind of uncleanness to get us defiled. Why? Because it does a number of things. One, when you get into sin, your heart condemns you. And that condemnation undermines your faith. Your faith won't work if your heart's condemning you. 1 John said, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence toward God. But if your heart's condemning you, you're not going to have confidence. But then secondly, this is what we're talking about today. When you yield and get involved in things that are unclean and defiled, somebody said, well, God will forgive me. He will. But there are other effects that you have to overcome. One, we've already talked about, is condemnation. And I tell you what, that's one of the worst conditions you can be in, is your heart condemning you and full of guilt. You'll be defeated. You'll not have faith. But then another is this. When you yield to uncleanness, it defiles you, and anything that defiles you dulls you. It dulls you. We don't want to be dull. We want to be what? Sensitive. Right? Sensitive. So holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Everybody say holy.
Holy.
Holy. Now, go with me, if you would, to Timothy. 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy, and the 4th chapter. 1 Timothy 4, 1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly, very pointedly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. But now, these were people who were in the faith. You can't depart from something that you weren't in. Giving heed to what? Not the Holy Spirit, but seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Doctrine means teaching. Teachings. And I know sometimes we don't like to think about it, but a lot of these doctrines of devils come across pulpits of churches. He's not talking about the tabernacle of Satan. That's why you check everything out that you hear by the book. Everything. I don't care if you hear it here. I don't care where you hear it. You don't just swallow things hook, line, and sinker because a preacher said it. Right? You have the Bible. You have the Holy Spirit, the teacher, on the inside of you. He will let you know. If it's right, you got to be able to find it in the book. Like this one minister went to another one time, and he had taught some stuff that was just far out, man. And he said, you know, I'm sorry, brother. He said, but you're going to have to show me where that said in the Bible. And he said, oh, he said, we're far out beyond that now. Well, he's far out where I'm not going. Right? No. Everything must be judged by the written word. It's perfect and it cannot fail. But then also you have the Holy Spirit in you, and you can have a witness if it's right. Doctrines of devils. Verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy. Now, people who are speaking wrong things and ministering by a wrong spirit, you will find inconsistencies in what they're saying and doing. And it comes back to more and more inconsistencies, which are lies and deception. And friend, when you see that, there is no way that's the Holy Ghost. He's the Spirit of truth. The Holy Ghost never inspired anybody to tell a lie. Ever. There's one group one time, they got into this stuff about, that they would tell people things that were wrong for their own good, and they called it holy deception. Made me mad just to hear the phrase. I mean, nothing could be further from God. I mean, He is the Spirit of truth. Who is the father of lying? Who's speaking his own language when he tells a lie? It's the devil. No, I don't care whether it's a little bit stretched or a little bit exaggerated or a big old whopper lie. I don't care. Anywhere in between, none of that can be of God. None of it. None of it. There is no deception in God. He is light. Right? God is light. And in Him is what? No variableness, no shadow, no darkness at all, no turning. He's just light. Just truth and no lie. Amen. Right? Amen. Truth. He's pure. But see, these guys were getting off because they're listening to hypocrisy. They're listening to lies. People were talking one way and living another. And what happens when you do that in verse 2? Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared. Now, we've talked about the conscience before. The conscience is the voice of your spirit. The Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit. And we won't take the time to do it, but we saw in Romans 2, 1 and 9, 1, and these are, as well as 8, 14, 15, 16, about how the conscience, he said, my conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit. So if your conscience is being seared, then your spirit is being dulled to the leadings of the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Holiness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R215. That's R215. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.